And that was that. Despite the lobbying and campaigning, the shaming and the shame, Section 28 remained firmly on the statute books for the next 15 years. On the 18th of September 2003, Section 2A of the Local Government Act 1986 was repealed. But unlike all the noise we'd heard until then, you could barely hear a whisper. It was a lowly clause, a subsection, a boring heading, miscellaneous and general. It was there beneath the new regulations for cosmetic piercing and skin salons. It was even beneath the new penalties for dog fouling. Yet, after 15 years, 5 months and 25 days, Section 28 was history. Yay. And now here we are, 2025. So much good stuff has happened. Same-sex couples can form civil partnerships and get married. We celebrate LGBT History Month and Pride marches around the world. You'll see gays on TV. You can't shift for Claire Balding on Channel 4. And now, we can even adopt children. But, and there's always a but, isn't there? Nearly half of all LGBTQ plus pupils still experience bullying. 2 in 5 are never taught anything about LGBTQ plus issues at school. 53% of school librarians have been asked to remove queer literature from their shelves, and half of them have done so. 1 in 10 queer people experience physically violent attacks at work. A Supreme Court ruling concluded that a trans woman is not legally a woman. And it is still illegal to be gay in over 60 countries around the world. I could go on. I won't. But I know you will. History has a habit of repeating itself. And so I guess the question is, where will you... Hello? You're through to Switchboard. How can I help?